Welcome to the podcast, Aftersight, everybody. I am your host, Penn Street. And as always, I want to thank everybody at Audio Information Network of Colorado for making this podcast possible, because without their hard work in the background, it would not be able to come to you week in and week out. So thank you, everybody at Audio Information Network of Colorado. I do want to do a shout out for our upcoming fundraising hike. It will be on Sunday, August 28th in the beautiful Rocky Mountains in Estes Park, Colorado at the YMCA of the Rockies. And again this year, if you're blind or visually impaired, the hike is absolutely free. We still need some sponsors and support up there. So please go to our website and check out all the details at aincolorado.org and click on hike. And it's going to be a really fun hike this year. It's 3 miles round trip. It's only 700 feet elevation gain. So it's a wonderful day to spend in the mountains and get some fresh air. So check it out on our website. Today's podcast is a very special one. On Monday, a week ago, our dear friend and co-worker, Kat Bradbury, passed away unexpectedly. And it was a huge shock for all of us at Audio Information Network of Colorado, as well as all of her friends and family. She was loved by all of us, and we miss her dearly. So we thought this would be a great opportunity to share with you, all of you that check in with us week after week, so you can hear some stories. Maybe you can laugh with us, maybe cry a little bit. But we wanted to take a moment this week to celebrate her life with us. She left a big splash on everybody she touched. If you never got to meet her, I hope that the takeaway today is that she was somebody that is going to be deeply and forever missed. If you've been following the podcasts, I always ask my guests what their favorite theme song is. If they had a theme song, what would it be? And it's been really interesting and surprising a lot of times what that theme song would be. Well, since Kat is not here in person with us, I wanted to point out that one of her favorite songs was Somewhere Over the Rainbow. It comes in all different ways and fashions, but the one that she really liked the most was the Hawaiian version. So after the podcast, take a moment, ask your smart speaker, look it up. It's the Hawaiian version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and think about our dear Kat. Today, we have the staff at Audio Information Network of Colorado here to share their memories and to celebrate Kat. The first person I want to introduce you to is Kim, and Kim is our executive director here at Audio Information Network of Colorado. Kim, can you share a little bit about a memory or a special moment with Kat?
Sure. Thanks, Penn. I have known Kat for about 21 years, a little over. She was already on staff when I started, so there's lots of adventures and doing volunteer appreciation brunches and fundraisers. But Kat was always a person that was very encouraging and laughed a lot. I know she and Pam McDonald, who also used to work with us, you know, we'd have lunch and we'd just laugh over lots of things. And one of the things they told us, it's a favorite story of mine, although it's not my experience, but I remember sitting there laughing. They told how they had both been invited to a wedding, and the actual ceremony and reception took place a little ways down a dirt road from where everybody had parked. And so the ceremony had taken place, the reception had taken place, there was some champagne that was drunk. And she and Pam, they were starting to walk back, and someone said, "Oh, just hop on the tailgate of the pickup. We'll drive you down back to the house." And they did. and they'd had just enough champagne to not think about the fact that they were in, you know, nice, slippery fabric dresses. And as they went down the dirt road, it bumped and they bumped and they bumped and they bumped, and pretty soon, boom, they both like slid right off the tailgate. And they would tell that story and they would just laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh, and Kat with her laugh. So I always think of that story and the two of them with their antics and things that we did together. And then when I became director, Kat knew that was it was a good opportunity, but it was also stressful. And so I had taken some things over to her house, and she gave me a little care package with books and different little things, just to kind of be encouraging to me as I started that new job, knowing that it was stressful and it was really nice. And I appreciated her doing that and expressing her confidence in me. So I think of her as she was a very encouraging type of person for everyone.
Thank you, Kim. Yeah, her laughter will forever fill the office, I think. She had a very unique laugh, and it did, no matter what, how bad your day was, if you heard Kat laugh, you felt better. She was very giving. Thank you, Kim. Jonathan, and Jonathan is our new podcast manager, and he's our newest to our team, and probably knew Kat at the shortest period of time, but I know she had an impact on your life. Jonathan, can you share a little bit?
Yeah, I definitely didn't know Kat nearly as well as a lot of you guys did, but she did have quite a good impact when you know, we were trying to figure out all these different roles and different things that we were supposed to take control of. And we had quite a few conversations around oldest child syndrome. So I think she was an oldest child, and her husband was also an oldest child, and how we as oldest children tend to take on everything and try to protect everyone at the same time. And she made me promise to take a vacation for myself and to go out. And so almost every day she would ask me, hey, did you plan a trip out? Did you plan a trip? Or did you plan some time off? Or are you taking time off today? Or are you taking time off next week? Because there were a lot of personal things that were going on around kind of that time. And so we talked a lot about that. And she's like, you've got to take time for yourself. And so this last weekend, I went camping and did some bushcrafting, and I got away. And it was really weird, because for as refreshing as being away was, I just wanted to spend time with my family. Yeah, she's going to be missed. She was a fun lady to work with.
Yeah, I think when we got the news, the first thing I did is I ran upstairs and I hugged my husband, because you just don't know. And I think that's part of the shock with everybody, is that it just happened so unexpectedly and so fast. Thank you, Jonathan. Matt is our amazing, amazing person that goes out into the community and does setups for all of our listeners, and really is the catalyst for our reputation of just being such a giving organization. Everybody loves Matt. I always tease everybody, you don't need to feed Matt when he comes to your house. But everybody loves Matt. Everybody wants to adopt him and keep him forever. So Matt, I know you worked with Kat for a very long, very long time. Could you share a little bit?
Of course. Yeah, please don't feed me, because my time is precious. I need to move on. But wow. What Jonathan was saying about Kat is very true. Kat had a way of connecting immediately with people. I remember when the Trinware guys were reworking our entire infrastructure, and Jared and his sidekick, Bill Chick, came in pretty much every day. And Bill was new to Trinware and was really, unfamiliar with us. And he used to say really good things about us right away. But Bill also, like Kat, had an autoimmune deficiency, and I can't remember what his was. Kat had lupus. And Kat immediately connected with him on that, and she would call him into her office and just basically counsel him on diet and health. And Bill was much younger. He's, you know, probably in his 40s. And she kind of, you know, took him on in that way and really was generous with, you know, her advice that way. And they had just met each other. She had that way with her. It's funny you mentioned the theme song, because after we watched Rosanna's video yesterday, Somewhere Over the Rainbow was playing, which was so appropriate on so many levels. I mean, given her obsession with Hawaii, her love for Hawaii and the Pacific Ocean, even down to the fact that it's a song from a movie about witches, was so appropriate. I know she loved that song. I remember going back a few years, probably around 2016, 2017, Pharrell Williams had a website called 24 Hours of Happy, and it was a 24-hour loop video, and it sucked up all the memory on your computer. But she had it set as like a screensaver, and it would go on and on and on. If she like was in a meeting up front, or she just left her office for a while, and she would come back and she would dance to it. And she'd say, "I just love Happy. Whenever I'm stressed, this is, you know, I just put on 24 hours of Happy." And I just remember watching it on my computer and seeing the computer slow down, and like, that's enough for me. But yeah, she would play it. And I remember Ryan, our old producer technician, he was blind, and he would walk up to Kat's office to talk to her. And I said, "Ryan, she's not in there." And he goes, "Yeah, I know. Pharrell Williams is, though." Kat was a lot of fun to have around. And I was thinking that also, that there, Kim and I really are the only ones on staff who remember her from back in those days. Even Alex came on after that. And Kat didn't change. I mean, she was, you know, over and over again, you know, she would move on to different things, but she was the same, you know, same person. And I just, you know, remember her when she discovered the Calm app. She would always tell people when they're stressed out, "You should download the Calm app." You know, and you know, her, and then her whole thing about when somebody lose their keys. And I remember Alex went through this a lot. She would, you know, like wave her hands and she would say, "Just say, keys, where are you?" Just keep repeating, "Keys, where are you?" Same thing with sunglasses and things, phones. And so people would be going around saying that, and I would see people walking throughout the suite just calling out these inanimate objects. So yeah, Kat Kat was a mentor. I mean, Kat was a mentor. She was, you know, if you saw my Facebook post that I posted the day that I got the news that she died last Tuesday. Yeah, she was a mentor. She was so much around here. And yeah, as much as I, you know, was, you know, I was held under the wing of the mother owl. I was also the, you know, had to face off the Amazonian warrior and, you know, get dressed down a couple of times. But yeah, there's nobody like Kat. Kat is... Kat is an American original.
Yeah. You know. So. Well, thank you. Thank you, Matt. And there is a difference too. You know, I've lost people in my life and usually there's like this absence, like they're gone and there's like this void. But with Kat being gone, for some reason, that space is still there, at least for me. Like she's still there, even though she's not. It still feels like her energy, her spirit. And I think it was because she was such a big force when she was there that, and I hope that that never fades away. So thanks.
So yeah. And I could add to that, that, there were some times where, just within the first couple of days that she was gone, where Rosanna came into my office once and asking about why this, you know, volunteer, whether or not this volunteer is, why they're in a database as a listener, or are they a volunteer? And I just almost said, I don't know, maybe we should ask Kat, and realized now, and, you know,
you could ask her.
It's going to be like that for a while.
You could ask her, Matt. She might actually answer you. So.
she just might. All right.
Great. Thank you, Matt. Thank you. Next is Alex. And Alex is what makes sure that all of us out here get to hear the amazing programs that go on week after week. She has so much on her plate and has really stepped up with Kat being gone. And but Alex really is sort of the wizard behind the curtain. Because she does. She stands behind the curtain. She doesn't come out in the spotlight very often. And Alex, I know you worked hand in hand with Kat, and I know this has been really devastating to you, and that you are carrying on that torch. So, Alex, would you like to share a little bit?
Yeah. Thank you so much for the intro and the compliments. Yeah, I don't even know like where to start with Kat, but Matt, I really think like you were so right. Like she truly was a unique human. And I don't think there's anyone on this planet that's like her. She was definitely a mentor. And I met her about 7 years ago. I was actually applying to volunteer. So I volunteered for her for a couple of years. And I mean, even just with that small amount of interaction, I could tell that she was just like a really strong, powerful, intense woman. But then about 2 years after I started, she actually helped me get a job at AINC. So I give her credit for pretty much getting me that job. And she connected me inside the community, which, I mean, looking back now, like that's one of the greatest gifts I've ever been given, because working at AINC has like brought so much opportunity and experience. And I say like every day that I have the coolest job in the world. And that is all because of Kat. We met several years ago. So I've been fortunate enough to work with her very closely for about the last 5 years or so. And yeah, I mean, me and Evan in the cave, as we call it, the control room, we like to call her the AINC mom, because she was just always there and supportive, like Kim was saying, and just she was the glue and she kept everyone together and getting along. And I also call her the goddess of boundaries, just because she was such a strong woman. And I've always had a hard time like with boundaries, and I'm kind of shy. And throughout the years, like she'd give me so much advice on how to stand up for myself and how to be strong. And like, she was a feminist and she was just so magical. Like, I felt like she truly could read people's minds. Like, I feel like she could read my mind. So she was just very intuitive, and she was a very special person. And before COVID hit, like, I would just go into her office and we would just talk for long periods of time, just about life and, you know, how to be strong and communication techniques and all sorts of stuff. And I really feel like she helped me kind of like with my personal development as well as my professional development. So that was really another really special gift to me. She would always warn me about Mercury retrogrades and making sure that I was prepared for those wraths. And yeah, I mean, she's definitely someone I'm never, ever, ever going to forget. And I'll be thinking about her every single day, especially at AINC and as things come up and volunteers are writing in with their memories. And it's really touching to see how many lives she touched. So yeah, she's definitely going to be missed, and her spirit will truly be with me forever. So yeah.
Oh, thank you, Alex. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to really miss some of those little things that she would say, you know, about Mercury grades and all that. They always made sense. But I'm going to miss all that.
Me too.
Brady's our grants manager. He makes sure that the doors stay open, which we really, really appreciate. Hey, Brady, do you have something you could share?
Yeah, sure. I remember Kat just being this like really strong force. Like she had opinions and made sure they were known, but she was, you know, very, also at the same time, very welcoming of the ideas that other people would bring, and would always voice her opinion and try to integrate old AINC with new AINC, because a lot's changed in the last year or two. And she was, like everybody else has said, so encouraging and warm and just full of these like sometimes wild ideas, but just was vivacious. And so when the news came, you know, I had known that she had been sick earlier this year and had kind of heard, and just thought, well, she's going to bounce back. That's, you know, she'll be. And I was staggered, just staggered by the news, in complete disbelief. And like others have said, still am so. It, you know, it comes up again and you're like, oh, that's a big loss. And I mean, it makes for heavy days when you have to kind of muddle through. But I do remember specifically, because the office was next to hers, and I'm only in the office once a week, and so I didn't get to see her all that often, but she had some stuff going on, like other people said, and I've got some dietary issues too, and she's like, just wanted to talk for like an hour about the best gluten-free breads, which is like the nerdiest thing in the world. It's like, oh, this one's really, have you tried this one? It's like, yeah, I've tried that one. It's like, oh, I still like this one better. You have to take this. Like, you have to know this brand. It's more expensive, but you will not regret it. So she was the one who was knowledgeable about like all things alternative and all things, like that. So, but yeah, just a very warm, positive, encouraging, open, accepting kind of person who was there and had been there. And I, you know, I just kind of always thought would be there, and then, is not. And then there's just gaps, and you're left kind of, again, just stunned going, well, now what? Like, this person who is so foundational is gone. What do we do next? So she will be missed. Her and her wild personality, like everybody else has said, so unique and so like sometimes a little overwhelming. And you're like, I don't think I quite get it. But you know, she had a good heart and she meant very, very well. And she was so sweet. So she will be missed.
Evan, would love to hear from you. Evan is is an amazing force on our team. He's the one that ensures that all the sound that you guys hear when people, these beautiful human voices, are reading our publications. Evan is the one that does that check to make sure that it sounds as beautiful as all of you deserve. So, Evan, would you like to share a little bit?
Sure. I met Kat when I was an intern at AINC, and I'd actually been there for a couple of months and heard quite a few good stories from Alex and maybe a little from Kim and Matt. And I'd really been looking forward to meeting her. And so just on one day, she comes into the control room, and right off the bat, she was just this, she always is this, but she was very just energetic and very welcoming and gentle. Like, she didn't even know me, and yet she treated me as if she had known me for 5 years or something around that. And I'm just going to probably echo a lot of what everybody else said. She really was, like, incredibly approachable. Like, at the time, I was going through some stuff myself, and I was just able to go into her office, sit down with her, and, you know, talk about, you know, what I was going through. And she would always just give me the best coping mechanisms, or she was just there to be able to listen. And one particular fun day, I'd found out that she had singing bowls, and I, at the time, was quite interested in them. And she told me, I'd asked her if she could bring one in, and she was, you know, she just was just like, absolutely. And so she brought one in one day and brought it into the control room. And we always got, I was just getting into herbs and holistic stuff. And she'd always just have all sorts. She was a wealth of information on holistics. And, you know, if I had, this is something Alex told me, and I found it out myself. If I had a particular problem, like an ache anywhere, she had something for it. And she was always very generous about what she had. Like, she gave Alex and I, the last thing that she gave us were these tablets that actually work, and they make you less, they help release or relieve stress, and it really worked. And every time I'd walk by her office, never without fail, she'd always notice me and always just say hi to me in this very genuine but yet enthusiastic way. And it just, you know, if I was in a bad mood or feeling tired or down, it was kind of like having a cup of coffee instantaneously. And I'm definitely going to miss her a lot. It's an interesting time, but she left behind an incredible legacy, and it's still going to live on in AINC for sure.
Yeah. Thank you, Evan. And that it is so true. She was so passionate about what she did and how she did it. And sometimes it drove people a little bit crazy because she had a specific way of how she wanted to do it. And it was because she had that philosophy, you know, that she wanted to put out the best product for our listeners. She'd been doing it for so very long, and she was, you know, right there in the forefront at the beginning when this was, you know, just an idea. And so she saw how it grew and how important it was for listeners, just like Evan and I. And she's definitely going to be missed. Well, Kat meant a lot to me from day one. I actually do remember meeting her decades ago in the office. A group of us who were blind and visually impaired were invited to do a tour of the AINC offices, and we came. And I remember she called us a herd of blind people because we kind of came in, and we probably did seem like a herd to her. But I just remember her as this really quirky, very unusual personality that I connected with. And then when Kim hired me a little over a year ago to be in my role at AINC, I got to know Kat again. And my biggest memory with Kat was actually last year on the hike up at Arapahoe Basin. And Kat really, really wanted to do the hike. And she really was having some health issues and was really nervous about the hike and was afraid she couldn't do it, but she really wanted to do it. She wanted to be part of it and so on. And we had a hiker who was pretty much in the same boat as Kat. You know, this woman really, really, really wanted to do the hike, but was having a lot of health issues, and especially at that altitude. And so the morning of the hike, I was standing at the table and I had Kat and I had this other woman who was visually impaired and was even using a walker because she was so unsteady on her feet. Both of them really wanted to do the hike. And so I went over to Kat and I said, "Kat, would you do me a huge favor?" And she goes, "Anything, anything, Pen," because, you know, Kat was always the first one to arrive. And I asked her if she minded taking the gondola, the little chairlift gondola thing, up the mountain with this other woman with the wheelchair or the walker, because I didn't want her to feel alone and that she had to stay behind. And of course, Kat said, "I'm on it. I'll take care of her." And so Kat went over and pretty much said, "Is this your walker?" And the woman said, "Yes." And she goes, "Well, I'd really like to spend the day with you. Is that okay? I'm Kat." And of course, the woman is like, "Oh, you know, I'm so-and-so." And I said, "Well, would you guys mind going up and taking the chairlift up and be up there at the top for all of us when we get up there? Because we're going to need some cheering on." And so the two of them went on their way and they went over to the chairlift and they took the chairlift up. And sure enough, the two of them were standing up there when we hit that section, cheered us on. And Kat did end up, she's like, "I got to hike part of this. I want to hike part of it." And so a group of people went with Kat, and she did as much as she could. And she went way further than she thought she could. And she was so appreciative of that opportunity to help this other person and to be there for support system for them. And I guess they had a ball because they sure were laughing a lot. And then also being able to push herself a little bit to go up part of the second leg of the journey. And I just remember that just made me feel so good that I could depend on Kat to do that. And she did it with such a smile and with such grace that the other person really didn't know that Kat was helping them. She did it in such a way that the person felt really special that Kat had picked them to go up the chairlift with and to spend the morning with. And that's, you know, kind of how she was. Kat and I also had many conversations about being Cherokee and Choctaw, and, you know, because we both have that in our blood, and about witches and true crime. And I think one of the very first staff meeting I was in with the staff, Kat and I went off on this tangent about true crime. And I think everybody was kind of looking at us like, "Oh no, we've got another one here." But it was just it was a gift. She was a gift to me. And I'm going to miss her, so very, very much. But I do feel that she really is still amongst us. So thank you all for coming on today. Kim, I love the story about the champagne. I can totally picture that in my head. all the beautiful memories. Because I didn't get to know that part of Kat except on the hike. I knew her only in the office, and it's really fun to get to know her, that spirit outside the office. But thank all of you for taking time today to share. And for everybody out there, Alex has put up a beautiful page that you can go to and you can share stories or quotes or photos or little videos on. And that is on our website at aincolorado.org/Kat, and that's K-A-T /memorial. And that will be in the podcast notes. So you'll have a direct link to that as well. And feel free to go on there. If you've never met Kat, but would like to know her more, go on and read some of those and look at the photos, and so you can have a little bit of cat in your day. So again, thank you all for coming every week, popping in. We really, really appreciate it. Our listeners are growing all around the world. To listen to the entirety of this show and to all shows, you can go to the website at aincolorado.org. And if you have a story for AfterSight, or even an idea for a story, or you want to be on AfterSight, you can go to the website and fill out the form, and Jonathan will reach back out to you. And again, you can find that on our website at aincolorado.org. And I did want to end with, Kat, we will find you. Try to get through this. At the end of the rainbow, where troubles taste like lemon drops, away above the chimney tops, that's where you will find you. Be kind to yourselves this week, and find a way to be kind to somebody else. It's good for your soul.